Good afternoon. Thank you so much for joining us to learn about Bitachon. Today is Chaf Gimel Cheshvan, Tafshin Pei Daled, November 7th. And this is Vod number 71, Baruch Hashem, Le'ayin Hara. Thank you for joining us all these times. And we were continuing to talk about the interplay between Midos and how the Mesillas Yesharim portrays a scenario of a person who is unable to be active and enthusiastic and vibrant and productive because of laziness intertwined with anxiety. And those two feed off each other. And we came to the point where the great Mesillas Yesharim, the Ramchal, urged us to look at what it says in the Pasuk in Tehillim, Perek Lamed Zayin, Ela Al Zeh Ne'emar. What is the rule of thumb? How do I get myself moving again? How each day do I activate myself to serve Hashem and to be a wonderful person to the Ribbono Shel Olam and to everybody else? Betach b'Hashem v'aseh tov. Trust in Hashem and do good. Trust in Hashem, you'll be able to perform. You'll be able to deliver. Shechon Eretz. Dwell in the land, or emuna, and graze or feast off of faith. We'll see what that means in a few minutes. But we're going to go through this piece of Mesillas Yesharim before we elaborate on the content of that pasuk. But in short, a person can literally eat of the fruits of his or her labor in bitachon and emunah and can cast in on the rewards in this world. Sometimes people are accustomed to think, oh yes, matan zecharin shel tzadikim l'olam haba, like Chazal say in Avos. Reward is for the world to come, but the reward is in this world. It's immediate also. There are peiros. And there's the performance, and there is the logical consequence of having bitachon, that we're able to perform better. And we can smile, and we can also interact properly with people and with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Klal HaShel Davar, Dr. Mesillas Yesharim, the main idea is, Zorich Sheyasim HaAdam Es Atzmo, the person needs to place himself, how? Aroi Ba'olam. Temporary in the world, impermanent in the world, meaning all the worldly considerations, all the physical factors and circumstances that frighten me or that slow me down, that's just arai. That's what we call temporal. We look at that and we say, oh, those things, they're passing. I can actually move through, glide through, make it through all that. The kavua ba'avoda, but what I am set permanently in, that's avodas Hashem. That's my focus. My focus is not the deterrents and the obstacles, which become a fixation and an obsession and an anxiety. That is not my focus, because that's called aroi. That's just impermanent. That's just what we call temporary. But the avoda is the kavua thing. That's what I will focus on. Again, the age-old concept of focusing and zeroing in on the positive, not olam hazeh, whatever is getting in my way. No, it's my destination. That's what I have to focus on. That's kavua. That's why I'm here. Yisratzeh, the person should be pleased, relatively easily pleased. Yistapek, a person should be relatively easily, it should be sufficient for the person, satisfied. Aleshen of yistapkus, it should be satisfying. In all matters of the world, of this world, the gashmias of this world, it should be, I don't need it to be perfect. It will not be perfect. But mashem is damenlo, in what makes itself available to him. Meaning, obviously, we have to shop, and we have to seek, and we have to look for what will make us comfortable to serve Hashem, and to serve Hashem b'simcha, like the Pela Yoetz tells us, I've mentioned it many times, eat food that tastes good, so you'll say brachos with kavana, but it shouldn't become our obsession and our main focus, olam hazeh. Because the purpose is for olam haba, it's for the avoda aspect. That's what's kavua. V'yikach min haba b'yado. And the person should take from what comes in his hand. What does that mean? We should be relatively satisfied and content with what we have in this world, not always seeking more, including more and more physical tranquility and perfection and circumstances. That is not what we're supposed to be seeking. Remember, I'm sure the pasuk sounds familiar. It says, V'yikach min haba b'yado. Where does it say that pasuk in the Torah? That's right. You got it. Parshas Vayishlach. When Yaakov was sending a gift to Esav, it says v'yikach min haba b'yado min chol Esav achiv. When it comes to Esav, the part of us that could lead us off the derech sometimes, it could be the focus on Gashmias. There, v'yikach min haba b'yado. We should be content, relatively content and satisfied, well adjusted with how much we have in the physical realm. When it comes to Ruchnius, that's the area we have to constantly be growing and looking for more. What a healthy prescription the Maseilas Yesharim says. In general, the person should be far away from restfulness. We mean, of course, we should get enough sleep and eat enough and do exercise and take care of our bodies. It's a mitzvah in the Torah. We have to guard ourselves. The Torah says, guard your soul, your life. The psukim tell us, yes, you have to guard your health and your body. But it says, when it comes to restfulness, rachok min hamenucha is better. It's better to be on the further end from restfulness, meaning it shouldn't be my objective to rest. It's not like vacation is the main thing. That's not what it is. Karov l'malacha v'amo. It's better to be closer to work and to toil and to productivity. Because really, that's what makes a person happier and satisfied. We're here for work. We're here for toil. And then a human being feels more satisfaction and accomplishment when the person works hard. These are some of the major fundamental rules in the Maseilas Yesharim that he brings out from Chazal. These are strategies that will help us upgrade our level of bitachon. If I'm busy, not to the point of burning out. No. To the point that I'm working to my potential. And the person's heart should be well trusted in Hashem, well securely adjusted in bitachon, not faltering, not shaking, not inconsistent, but consistent with bitachon. Velo yira. And the person should not be afraid. Nobody should be afraid. Mitoldos hazman ufagav. From the occurrences of the time and its evil encounters, that is not our chelik to be afraid. If you look in the Pirush of Rabbi Cheskel Sarnav, he was the Rosh Yeshiva in the Chevron Yeshiva for decades, many decades. He explains some of these words of the Maseilas Yesharim. What's this concept of bitachon that the Maseilas Yesharim introduces in this parak about Zerizus? He's talking about alacrity and enthusiasm and quickness in serving Hashem. And here suddenly comes up this Indian of bitachon, because we already said last time that without bitachon, we can't get ourselves going. So with bitachon, we are able to move ourselves. Habitachon v'mala elyona, says Rabbi Cheskel Sarnav. Bitachon is a very lofty character trait, the personality trait. Hanidreshes min ha'adam. It is necessary for a person. It is sought from a person, expected. Sheyivtach al Hashem, that he will trust in Hashem. Alvam lovad hamala atzma. Ah, there's a second concept. Besides the intrinsic value and the beauty of bitachon, of trusting in Hashem, the quality of bitachon itself, hu gam tenai kodem v'masei ha-mitzvos. He's paraphrasing what it says in Chazal about certain conditions. Sometimes there's a precondition, a prerequisite before an action. He's saying it's a condition that precedes actions of mitzvos. That without this mitzvah of bitachon, it will not be even possible a fulfillment of a mitzvah. The person will be stuck in the quagmire, in the quicksand, without bitachon, won't be able to move forward. So there's two aspects to bitachon, says Rabbi Cheskel Sarnav. And we see it in the pasuk in Tehillim that the Ramchal quotes in Perek Lamed Zayin. Number one, it's the mitzvah itself. What a majestic, holy trait called bitachon. Number two, it's a prerequisite to be able to move on, to move further in Avodas Hashem. V'chein mefarish Rabbeinu HaMikra, says Rabbi Cheskel Sarnav. This is how the Ramchal explains the pasuk in Tehillim. B'tach b'Hashem, trust in Hashem, v'asei tov, and do good. Meaning, she'rak al yedei bitachon b'Hashem, that only through trusting in Hashem, tuchal lasos tov, you'll be able to do good. And without the bitachon, you won't be able to. The havdil, you didn't take algebra, you cannot take geometry. You didn't learn geometry, you can't take trigonometry. At least in New York, that's how it was. When we had the regents, there's something called the prerequisite condition. So in order to move forward each day, each moment, I need bitachon. If I don't have bitachon, I'm stuck in my tracks. I can't move further. I'm immobilized. I'm impotent. Below Yira. And then the Maseiros Yesharim said, the person shouldn't be afraid. Where did the Maseiros Yesharim get the idea that one should not be afraid? Well, this is Vad number 71, B'liayin Hara. I think you've heard about it a few times. But it's in the Psukim, it's in the Rishonim, it's the Oraisa. Kamo Sheus Harna Bamilchama, Zak Rabbi Cheskel Sarna. Just like we've been exhorted, we've been told when it comes to war, Kisete Lamilchama, it's in Parshas Shoftim. When you're going to go out to war, Lo Sira Mayhem, do not be afraid of them, it says in the Pasuk. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows what a human being is about, He created us. He knows that we don't need to be afraid. He knows that fear is not going to accomplish anything. And we're capable of not being afraid. Lo sira mayhem. And you may say, well, that's about the battlefield. All right, you've heard it already dozens of times here. Ula HaRabbeinu Yonah, according to the Halakha Rishon Rabbeinu Yonah, who love gomor, it is actually a negative commandment. It's actually a prohibition. Lo sira mayhem. Don't be afraid of them, of soldiers. Don't be afraid of circumstances. Don't be afraid of lack of parnasa. Don't be afraid of illness. Don't be afraid of relationships. Don't be afraid. Kamosha Kosov, Bishari Tshuva, Shar Gimel Osmamet Beis. It's Betherish Shari Tshuva in Rabbeinu Yonah. We've already read it inside the Rabbeinu Yonah in the Shari Tshuva, in the very beginning of the Vat. Kain Hu Gam B'Melchemes HaYetzer. It's the same thing in our daily struggle. Not just on the battlefield, literally, but it's with the war against the Yetzer Hara, Lo Lira, not to be afraid, Mitoldos Hazman, from what's going to happen in our times, what's about the current events, what's going to be happening out there, Ufagav, and also the evil encounters we might somehow meet up with. We're not allowed to be afraid of those things. Again, let's clarify. It's not just that we don't need to be afraid. We are not supposed to be afraid. It's not optional. Shehem sus v'richbo shehayetzahara. It's the horse and the chariot and the riders of the Yetzahara. Those are what we are told not to fear. The Yetzahara says, be afraid. The Yetzahara says, be anxious. Therefore, do not perform. The Yetzer Tov tells us, do not be anxious. Do not be afraid. And yes, perform. Get up and do. Below Ode, but not only that. Now, this is a very powerful point that Rabbi Cheskel Sarna zeroes in on. Shabbat Melchama, halo sus v'recheb mitziusi imhen. On a battlefield, there are two armies. They face each other. They see each other. They see weapons. They see in their times horses and chariots and riders and tanks and artillery and airplanes and missiles and ammunition. They see it. Even though it's visible, it's tangible, it still says not to be afraid of it. Imagine that, the Torah says, but the Torah not only says don't do it, it empowers us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us. He says, you are capable. I know you can do it. You can do it. You can make it through this without being afraid. Starting from this second. Bekan, but here in daily life, wherever we find ourselves most of the time, Toldos Hazman Ufagav, the occurrences, the evil encounters of our times that we're living in our lives, at home, wherever we are, Al Harov, most of the time, Dimyonim Haim, they're imaginary. Most of the time, it's anxiety. What if? What if this goes wrong, Chas V'Shalom? What if the test comes out that way? What if I don't have enough money? What if this relationship goes sour? They're Dimyonim. Rabbi Cheskel Sarna, it's a bombshell that he drops. He says, this is most of the time imaginary, the things that make us anxious. Most of the time, midimyon hayetzer, it's from the imagination of the Yetzahara. Ukamosha Amru Chazal, like the Chazal said, Ari ben harachovos, shal chabaderech. Remember that? That's what the person says. Maybe I shouldn't go. Maybe I shouldn't go daven. Maybe I shouldn't go learn. Maybe I can't smile at people. Maybe I it's not a time to smile at people because of this or that that might happen, that is happening, that might happen to me, that might happen to that person. He says it's dimyonim. Just make sure we realize that if I'm here and alive and I'm healthy enough to be sitting here and learning or teaching or doing mitzvahs, then I can be smiling. I need to be. And I also need to be doing my avodas Hashem without any fear. That's the contrast between the battlefield literal and the battlefield of life. The literal one, everything is mitzuyusiyim. It's there. It's tangible. It's visible. And much of what we're anxious about is not. And I was going to learn with you the Gemara in Brachos now. The Gemara in Brachos, Daf Samach, is the story with the Chachamim who were walking, and the Maseiros Yesharim quoted this story. What we're planning to do now is we're going to look at the sources that the Maseiros Yesharim brings in this very meaningful and potent paragraph about Bitachon. Tana Rabbanan, the Gemara tells us, the Chachamim taught us something that happened. Maisa, there's a story, the Hillel HaZakein. There's a story with the great Hillel, the elder, the sage, the scholar. How great was Hillel? Just want to mention to you, you know, the Gemara in Sukkah, the second parak says he had 80 Talmidim. He had a student who was the quote-unquote smallest of caliber. Who was that? Oh, that's Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Who was the greatest one? Yonasan ben Uziel. These were his Talmidim. This is the great Rebbe, Hillel HaZakein. Hillel HaZaken was Haya Baba Derech. He was traveling. The Shama Kol Tzavacha Pe'ir. He heard the sound of screaming, crying in the city. The Omar, and he said the following. How does a Hillel HaZaken react when he hears screaming, doesn't know which house it's coming from? Omar, he said, Muftachani. I am sure. I am positive. That this is not inside my house. Now, whoever's house it is, we have to feel compassion and we have to empathize. No say ba'olim chadero. But look at this Gemara. Why are there stories in the Torah? Why are there stories in the Nevi'im and Ksuvim? Why are there stories in the Gemara? We're supposed to learn from them. This story tells us he's allowed to say this. He's used as an example now. I am sure, I am trusting in Hashem that ein ze besoch beisi. He didn't daven, because the Gemara is talking about you don't daven about something, you can't daven that it's not in this house, because that would be too late. He's saying, I'm positive that it's not in my house. We're allowed to do this. Let's put it into practice right away. I am positive this is not happening to me. All of HaKosuv Omer, and by the way, the Gemara has no criticism of his attitude. Quite to the contrary, it lauds his attitude, it praises him. The Pasuk in Tehillim, Kuf Yud Beis, that we're also going to look at him, Yitzhak Hashem. What is this beautiful Pasuk that the Gemara says is about Hillel? Mishmua Ra, Lo Yi Ra, from an evil piece of news, something you hear, an audible message that's not positive, Lo Yi Ra, he won't be afraid. Now, there's different ways to look at the Pasuk, the Gemara is going to say. The Gemara takes it literally here. There's a Shmua Ra. He hears screaming. Lo Yira. He won't be afraid. Nachon Libo Batuach Bashem. His heart is well adjusted, calibrated, trusting in Hashem. As the Maseiros Yesharim, remember, paraphrase that pasuk. Nachon Libo Batuach Bashem. Amar Rava. Rava said, Kol Heichi D'Darash Tola Haikra. However you're going to expound this pasuk. You're going to do it. May reshe l'seife midrash, or may seife l'reshe midrash. This pasuk can be expounded and explained from its beginning to its end, and also from its end to its beginning. What is that supposed to mean? May reshe l'seife from the beginning of the pasuk to the end. Let's explain the pasuk in order that David HaMelech wrote it. Midrash, it's learned this way: Mishmua ra lo yira. From bad news, he will not be afraid. From something that sounds terrible, he will not fear. My Taima, why won't he be afraid? What's at the root of his fearlessness? Mishum, it's because he's worked on himself, because he has this bitachon rooted in him. His heart is well trusted in Hashem. That's why he won't be afraid. They say, what about from the end of the pasuk to the beginning, midrash? It also can be expounded. Nachom Nibo Batuach Bashem. Now we're starting at the end, the Gemara says. His heart is well trusted in Hashem. Therefore, Mishmua Ra Lo Yira. That will cause him to not have to be afraid of any bad news. As Rashi explains, Misha Nachon Libo Batuach Bashem. A person who really is deeply trusting in Hashem. Mishmua Ra Lo Yira. From now on, he won't be afraid of bad news. Gemara continues. Hahu Talmida. There was a certain student, Tahava Shakil Va'azil Abastre de Rabbi Yishmael, the Rabbi Yossi, who was walking behind Rabbi Yishmael, the Rabbi Yossi, the Shuka de Tzion, in the market of Tzion. Chazye de Kol Mafchid. So Rabbi Yishmael, the son of Rabbi Yossi, saw that he was afraid. He was anxious. Amalei Chata'at. He said, you're committing something wrong. Now again, he's not saying you're wicked. He's not saying you're a sinner. No, no. He's saying the word chet, which means you're missing the mark. You have something to work on. The chiv, as it says in the pasuk in Yeshaya, pachdu b'tzion chatoim. People who are sinning, who are missing the mark, they're the ones who are afraid. Now, again, it's not meaning that a person says, oh, because I have anxiety, that means I'm a bad person. Chas v'shalom. That is not what is being said here. What he's saying is that if I have anxiety, first of all, maybe I was born with it. So, okay, fine. That's part of what I have to work on for my whole life. But I need to know that I need to work on it. So Amar Leh, he said to him, the student said to him, I don't understand, Rabbi. V'haksiv, but it's written in Mishlei Chafches, Ashrei Adam Mafache Tamid. What about that pasuk? They both could quote the whole Tanakh, obviously. Fortunate is a person who's constantly afraid. So isn't it okay to be constantly anxious and afraid and apprehensive and stressed out? Amar Leh, the Rebbe said back to him, Rebbe Shmuel, Rebbe Yossi, no. This is a very specific area that we're supposed to have this specific type of anxiety that's used very sparingly. Hahu b'divrei Torah k'siv. That's written about words of Torah. What does that mean? Rashi explains. Ashrei Adam, fortunate is the person who's mafachei tamid, who's constantly afraid of something. What is it? Shema tishtachach mimenu, and maybe his Torah will be forgotten from him. Meaning, I have to have the awareness that if I don't learn and review very well, perhaps I will forget my learning. That is the extent of the fear we're supposed to be having. We're not supposed to be afraid of the other circumstances of life or the worldly scenarios. Shemitoch kach, hu machzer l'shanos ha-tamid, zok Rashi in the Gemara Brachos Daf Sam. Having that in my mind, not as an obsession, obviously, but the awareness that if I don't review well, I might forget my learning. Now that is a good type of fear, but not to just stand be afraid. And finally today, we're going to look at that pasuk that the Gemara quoted, that we just learned. The pasuk is in Tehillim, it's in Perakuf Yud Beis. And it's Pasuk Zayin. Mishmua Ra Lo Yira. And I know there's a lot of news out there. And I don't know why, by the way, I'm saying something based on what I've seen in Sfarim. And when we used to have our Hilchos Lashon Hara classes, we went through this topic. This is not the main topic, but we just want to mention it in passing. Why a person would spend a lot of time listening to journalists and newscasters who are atheistic, pessimistic, anti-Semitic, who leave out the main character in all news, which is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why a person would give energy, would devote one's emotions and time to do that, it's beyond me, and it's also, it's not me, I'm nobody. I got it from the Gedolim. The Gedolim say, why is a person reading newspapers and listening to the news so much? When you're going to need to know something, you're going to hear it from someone. Again, Mishmua Ra Lo Yira. If a person does hear news that's negative, he won't be gripped with fear for himself. It should activate us to daven and to learn and to say Tehillim, but we're not supposed to be obsessed with the midah of fear. Nachon libo batuach b'Hashem. This is about news, this pasuk. You're going to see the Mefarshim say it. Of course there are things that are very difficult beyond description that happen. And we have to exercise and work through and also express the proper emotions at the proper times. But as we saw, for example, on Simchas Torah, there was Simchas Torah on Simchas Torah, while things were also happening in Eretz Yisrael. But look at the Mefarshim on this pasuk. It's supposed to put it in perspective. Rashi explains, Nachon libo batuach b'Hashem. What does it mean? His heart is well trusted in Hashem. Look at Rashi's lashon. What does Nachon mean in this case? Neman libo liyotzro. Oh, look at that eloquent, beautiful terminology. His heart is trustworthy to his creator, to his former. Nachon libo means that his neman, like it says about Moshe Rabbeinu, Parshas Baloscha, Perek Yud Beis, B'chol Beisi neman hu. And we say like it should be a bias neman. And I heard it, but I thought of the idea also, a bias neman, you can depend on the people in this house. I can depend on this wife. The wife can depend on this husband for certain mitos that are so essential. I can depend on this person and he's going to trust in Hashem. Ne'emon libo, it's trustworthy. It's not going to be shaky. It's not going to be inconsistent. It's not going to be wishy-washy. It's going to be nachon libo. It's something I can depend on. And I work on myself that I can depend on my own heart, that my heart will have bitachon. If I work on it for days, for months, for years, for decades, I work on this mida, then I'm going to be able to master this as much as a human being can. That's the lashon of Ne'emanus. If you look in the Metzudas David, and we're coming to the last few moments where we analyze this pasuk, Yishmua Ra, what does it mean he's not going to be afraid from bad news? Eis Yishama Ba'olam. Very, very apropos. At a time that it will be heard in the world, Shmua Ra, terrible news, Chas V'Shalom, Lo Yira Mimena. He will not be afraid of it. He will process it. We will validate feelings. We will do tons for it. We will learn. We will daven. Lo Yira Mimena. But he won't be afraid of it. His heart will be in a very trustworthy, dependable way, in a firm way, his heart trusts in Hashem. What is that bitachon? That the evil will not touch him. That he will be immune to it. We're allowed to do this. We're supposed to. That's what we should be doing. Because if we are immune to that evil hurting us personally, we can continue to fight our spiritual war of learning and davening to help the people, to help all of Klal Yisrael. There's nothing that can put life in perspective as HaKadosh Baruch Hu can for us through the Torah Shebek Sarv and Torah Shebaal Peh. And this is the Pasuk in Tehillim Kuf Yud Beis. I'm going to say one more comment on this Pasuk and leave the very last one for next week in Mirtz Hashem. There's a Pirush in this Tehillim I have from the Malbim, and it says, even if the person is afraid because of what's going on in current events, oh, and then a person says, maybe the astrological, astronomical forecast, the arrangement of the stars, of the cosmos, is against me, chas v'shalom. But this person is really, really well trusting in Hashem. Sheyeshane es mazalo letov. Hashem can change his fate. Even mazal, which is a very powerful that Hashem created to exert its force on human beings, that can also change. Sheyeshane es mazalo letov. Things can always change for the better. What we did today was we spoke about the interaction, the interface between Jesus. That was in the beginning, how we can get ourselves moving. We can smile. Remember, smiling isn't really necessarily always optional. We won't get into the whole share about smiling now, but we can certainly bring a lot of light to the world. As we said last time, from Avram Grzinski, he trained himself to have a pleasant demeanor and a smile. That can only help. We continue to perform and produce Torah and mitzvos. With armed with this bitachon, Hashem will help us to continue our avodas Hashem and is the chutz for all of Klal Yisrael, for shalom and for life. And Amir Hashem will continue with one additional comment about this pasuk in Tehillim, how we should not be afraid. Have a wonderful week. Thank you so much for joining.